by chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, in no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome back to the second hour to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with
Charlotte Littlefield Brown. Welcome back, Jim Mars.
Hey, guys, it's good to be back with you.
Okay.
Before we get into the Stevensville lights,
yeah.
I was wondering, Jim, I understand you're going to be in Austin, Texas. And
Yes, on the 20th.
Okay. Are there any other places you'd like your fans and the listening audience to know where they can catch up with you at?
Well, let me think. Next year, I'll be at the Whole Life Consciousness exhibition, I guess. I don't know what it is. It's going to be out in L.A. It's an expo. Yeah, exposition. The 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo. That's in Los Angeles on February the 13th through the 16th. And then the following weekend, February the 22nd, I'll be at the International UFO Congress in Laughlin, Nevada. So,
now, what is your site? They can come into your site and get
updates.
Yeah,
I should have all this stuff posted before too long, I hope, if I can ever get to
it. Is
it
jimmars.com? Is that right?
Jimmars.com, JIMMARRS.com. And people say, well, you know, why don't you have more news on there? Well, you know, if it's just straight news, you can get that off of all the usual suspects, and CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC, you know. And so what I try to put on my website is news and information that covers a wide range of material, but that you probably will not see in your corporate control mass media.
Right. And then so you're going to be down in our neck of the woods on the 20th of December at Brave New Books.
Brave New Books, that's right.
Well, I look forward to meeting you then in person.
And for everyone in the Austin area, that's right there on Guadalupe and William and Martin Luther King.
Yeah, it's just right across. Yeah. It's kind of catty-cornered from the university.
Yes, sir, and it's next to Chase Bank, I believe, right in there.
One of them.
Yeah, right. He's downstairs from the Chase, right?
Yeah.
They're upstairs and we're downstairs in there. What about the Stevensville? Charlotte interviewed, like I said, Steve Allen back in January of this year. What is your take on Stevensville? What's the latest information you have on that?
Well, I was kind of surprised and impressed with the UFO sightings over Stevensville, not because of the UFOs. I mean, you know, my 1997 book, Alien Agenda, is now out in about 12 different languages all around the world. I've been told it's the top-selling nonfiction book about UFOs in the world. And that covered the whole range of anything you ever wanted to know about UFOs, all the way from ancient astronauts and the UFOs in the Bible, all the way up to some of the more anything that was up to about 1997 is when that was published. So the thing that surprised me about Stevensville was not the fact that so many people saw UFOs, but the fact that the news media, particularly the Texas news media, tended to treat it like a real story. And, of course, I think part of the reason for that was because, as a column in the Dallas Morning News said, why would the Air Force change their story about that? Because early on, newsmen asked the Air Force, did y'all have anything in the air during those nights when they were seeing all these UFOs, and they said, no, we didn't have anything there, you know. And then after about 2 weeks of these comments coming out, and all these witnesses, all of a sudden they said, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. We had 10 F-16s flying around there that night. 10? Holy cow. You know, do you realize how much money?
Yeah, we forgot. We had those F-16s up there. We just forgot about that. But, yeah, we did have some up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, George, it gets worse. Because then when the newsman said, well, oh, really? Well, where did they come from? Well, what mission were they on? You know, what were they doing? And the Air Force spokesman says, oh, well, we really don't know. We weren't in contact with them. What? Here, George, take this multi-billion-dollar F-16 flying around, just, you know.
Well, they did a Freedom of Information deal on the radar reportings, and they got a complete record of it now. I think one of those UFO reporting agencies.
That's true, and that's true. And for anybody listening that still thinks that there's nothing to UFOs, according to the official radar data over Stephenville, the first of this year, they tracked a very large object in the air, moving at 37 miles an hour. Now, look, I'm an aviation aerospace writer, and I'm here to tell you that's not airspeed. Nothing can stay in the air at 37 miles an hour.
Right. Charlotte Littlefield Brown interviewed, like I said, Steve Allen in his office, and that interview is on thesecrettruth.com for our listening audience to come in and view. And we've gotten thousands of hits on there, but you know what? We tried to get him on our program twice, and twice it didn't happen.
This was immediately following. Yeah, this was in the January, February time frame. Yeah, and everything was really
there, there were emergencies one time. He didn't call one time, but he's never been on our program ever.
Well, maybe I'll see if you can get him back on there, because if that was back at that time frame, I know particularly Steve Allen and several of those other people down there, they were just swamped by the media, you know.
Well, you know.
And it could be that he was tied up.
There's one little problem with some of this is that there was a Department of Defense vehicle out in the parking lot when we were doing that interview.
Yeah, but in my book Above Top Secret, I believe I do quote one of the witnesses down there who said that he had been intimidated and told to shut up.
Dr. Fred Bell, I don't know if you know that name, the great-grandson of Alexander Graham Bell. He stated on our program one time, we've interviewed him, that if there are truly alien craft, that they're around the power plants to analyze the isotopes or the materials and elements that are being given off to see how far advanced we are in manipulation of energy.
And time. Yeah, that fits quite closely with what I've come to conclude after looking at all of the evidence. And they particularly started getting interested when we began setting off nuclear weapons.
Yeah, well, that's why that sort of is the rationale for the Roswell that we possibly attracted these people to Earth, right?
Right.
Well, for the listening audience that don't know, there is a nuclear power facility very close to
Comanche Peak.
Comanche Peak. That's right.
Well, see,
and
Glen Rose is where
Crawford Branch. The Crawford
Rose is just kind of right down the road from Stephenville.
Well, you know what was interesting, Jim, was that they went from their business that evening when they saw the craft out to his best friend who he was in the first grade with up on the hilltop, which Charlotte and I went out and looked at it at the hilltop. And they saw the craft come down in front of them between Glen Rose and Stephenville from right to their left. They were looking north. Then it came down behind them later towards Crawford. Down that way. So they saw it twice. And the F-16s were chasing it when it was coming behind them.
Over a period of days.
Yeah, there were hundreds of people up there that saw this.
Right. And like I said, the only real surprising thing out of Stephenville for me was the fact that both the Texas news media and the national news media actually, for a change, treated it kind of like a real story. In fact, if you'll remember, right after that, I think it was Larry King had maybe like six programs all on UFOs.
Well, the lady up there reporting on it, she's gone private, I think, into private business now, and she's being interviewed on it now. I forget her name.
Right.
Hey, gentlemen, I can tie Stephenville to chemtrails.
Oh, you can? Okay, we'll get that. Okay.
Let's do that.
We've got a good extrapolation going here, Jim. We'll be right back. Thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with...
Hello, Littlefield.
Welcome back, Jim Morris.
Well, hey, Charlotte, that name you were looking for is Angela Joyner.
Yes. She's the reporter up there in Stephenville newspaper, that daily up there, I think.
Yeah, she was with the Stephenville Empire Tribune, and she, like a good reporter, she kept trying to follow the story and kept finding more people that were adding to the knowledge of what actually happened there around Stephenville. But apparently our editors decided they didn't want any more stories about that. And I can't help but wonder if they were told to cut out those stories. And anyway, so she moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, and I'd like to draw everybody's attention to a website called StephenvilleLights.com. She's posting articles there, as well as Steve Allen. And so it's pretty exciting stuff. Now, here's where we can mix the chemtrail in with the Stephenville Lights.
Now, Jim, let me warn you. This lady's got a mind like a steel trap, okay?
Okay.
So George and I are driving up to Stephenville. There are chemtrails, okay? We've been, you know, however you want to look at it, sprayed, or the chemtrails, they're there.
Oh, they're spraying us over here over Dallas-Fort Worth yesterday and today.
Yeah, yesterday was a big operation yesterday.
Yep.
Okay, so check it out, gentlemen. If you go to Stephenville Lights, they have photographs that people took of, there were tic-tac-toe patterns in the skies over that area. And I've always hypothesized that potentially, if it is an aluminum barium type chemical cocktail of some sort, perhaps, and this is, I'm total speculation here, they're laying it down so they can see when a craft materializes in our atmosphere. Otherwise, they're undetectable. So just an idea.
I like it.
Well, that's like a field effect, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
It's changing the field, see?
It's been widely speculated that the chemtrailings enhance radar and electromagnetic surveillance and the Harper Ray and a lot of that stuff.
And the... Joiner's information on the website, Stephenville Lights, they say that the radar, okay, reports reveal that this craft did, in fact, approach the Crawford Ranch. And,
yes.
And that this radar report substantiates the eyewitness testimonies. So it's pretty exciting for a lot of people, even people that might be skeptics.
Well, if Dr. Fred Bell has some credibility in what he stated about the so-called craft analyzing the elements around a nuclear plant, it was about space-time manipulation is what he seemed to indicate that they're interested in our ability to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there has been an inordinate amount of sightings and experiences around nuclear power plants, as well as very well documented instances of UFOs around some of our nuclear missile launch facilities that actually interfered with the computers and with the launch procedures, which, you know, that has stirred up a lot of controversy because some people I know, when I interviewed Colonel Corso before his death, he had the attitude that they were enemies. And I said, well, you know, what makes you think they're enemies? And he said, well, they would come over our top secret installations. We'd order them to stop and they wouldn't stop. You know, so, well, that's one way of looking at it. But other people have said that they may have been messing with our nuclear weapons in an effort to prevent us from blowing ourselves up.
Yeah,
I think that's odd.
Yeah, I've heard that same assertions over the number of Art Bell has had a number of people over the years
right.
When he first started, you know, testify from a lot of different angles and a lot of different experience levels, you know, about the different you know, aspects of this phenomena or whatever.
That's true. Well, I'll tell you guys, this is kind of interesting and kind of exciting because I'm not going to say that we've turned the corner on UFO secrecy, but I really kind of think we're at the corner because of all the things that have happened this year, the Stephenville sightings, the fact that the media is now taking it more seriously, the fact that Larry King has had a number of programs, very serious programs on UFO, the fact that even Discovery and History and some of those channels even though I've had experience with those folks, and they basically, it's, we'll buy your UFO program if you'll make fun of them. That's been their attitude, but that seems to be changing.
Well, some of the assertions or theories were that they were slowly feeding this information so we could become acclimated and accepting of this phenomena if it is real.
Well, George, if that's the case, it's been quite a success because the national poll showed back in the 50s that virtually no one believed there was any life outside the Earth, And today it's quite the opposite. 85-90% of the people say, yeah, we believe that there's something out there. So that conditioning program has proven to be pretty successful.
Which takes us back to your book, Above Top Secret. I just have to know.
She does that, doesn't she, Jim?
Oh, that's good.
I just have to know.
She's an awful sharp lady, you know?
Who parked the moon? I just have to know.
Well, you know, actually, this shows our circular logic when it comes to UFOs and things like that. The moon is, when I was in school, they taught us that the moon somehow tore away from the Earth. Maybe left a hole like where the Pacific Ocean is or something, but having gone there and brought back moon rocks and doing the analysis, they now say that's not right. The moon has rocks that are older than the Earth, and so the moon came from somewhere else. So just picture the Earth hanging in space, and here comes the moon, and it flies on past it and gets caught in the gravitational field, so it gets pulled back and goes out into space again. Gravitational field pulls it back again. And that goes on for, a few million years. And you would think then that we would have a moon that would be in an elliptical orbit and kind of wobbling around since there wasn't any control mechanism. And instead, we have a moon that is in a near-perfect circular orbit around the equator of the Earth and stationary, one side always facing the Earth, and at just the right distance from the Earth. So on a lunar eclipse, the moon just happens to be the same circumference as the sun and blocks the sun out, but not the corona of the sun. Whoa! How did that happen? And even the famous physicist and scientist Isaac Asimov said the moon should not be where it is.
Well,
so here's our logic.
Okay.
We know the moon's been there since recorded history, so we know we didn't park it up there. But we also know there's no such things as aliens, so, we didn't park it, and there's no such thing as them. So we just don't talk about this.
Right. One thing that would support what you're saying is that gravitational and all of these things obey an inverse squared relationship, okay?
Right.
And an inverse squared relationship gives rise to an elliptical orbit, not a circular one.
Well, on top of that, okay. George, it's been determined with ground-penetrating radar from our moon missions and by mathematics that the center of gravity of the moon is off-center.
Yes. Hey, would you be willing to take some calls beginning this third section?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with Charlotte Littlefield Brown. Charlotte, you've got an announcement there?
Well, sure. I'd like to. We're going to open up the phone lines. Mr. Jim Morris has agreed. And before I give out that number, Jim, I just want to thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on our program tonight.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and it's an honor to be with you.
Okay, let's see about that. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And while we're waiting for the callers to come in, you tell me if you can answer in a yes or no. Okay, this could be difficult.
But is he on the witness stand?
They're on the witness stand right now. I have molded.
Well, I told you she's got her mind like a steel trap, Jim.
I know. Okay, tell me history of the world if you got a minute.
Yeah. I asked a guy one time with 2 minutes to go. I said, "Could you tell me about the call of the war?"
But this is an easy yes or no, guys.
That's us South Austin Knights out here. We like to encapsulate stuff into real little sound bites, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, my question is free and alternative energy being kept from the public?
Unequivocally, yes.
I told you it'd be easy.
Of course, to try to explain that and to go back and tell all of the stories I could tell and to tell all of the things I've seen over the course of about 40 to 50 years, keeping my eyes and ears open, that could take several shows.
Absolutely. Do you have one particular technology that stands out that is bugging you?
Well, I've written about several. There's so many jumbling around. I did have personal experience with a fellow who, after a UFO encounter, began to dream about diagrams, and he began to wake up and draw all these diagrams, and he eventually came up with a hydrogen-powered steam device about the size of a coffee can that burned oxygen and hydrogen, created superheated steam that you could take this device, which I have seen in operation. He eventually built one, and it was amazing because it just sits there in this huge warehouse, and you flip a switch, and goosh, you had about, 80 feet of superheated steam, and this thing was, like I said, about the size of a coffee can. So the idea was you could lower one of those down in any one of these so-called depleted oil wells here in Texas, steam it, and you got twice as much. In fact, they're actually starting to do this a little bit. But this friend of mine who invented that ended up the victim of a, quote, suicide. They found him in his car with a hose pipe running to the car, but neither me nor the other people that knew him well really bought into that. But there wasn't much anybody could do, and nothing's happened with this incredible invention he had.
We've got our first caller, Swampy from Montana. What is your question for Jim Morris? You're live on The Secret Truth.
Oh, gosh. George, I've listened to your show so much, and it's really an honor for me to be able to have Charlotte and Jim Morris, which really an honor.
And what's your question, Swampy?
Well, my question is, I wanted to ask you a while back, you had a gentleman on there, I can't remember who it was, but how does I hate to even call them alien creatures, how does that fit in with how God created things a little bit? Maybe you can just give me your theory or conjecture or whatever kind of word you want to use, but can you give me some kind of idea?
Yeah.
He built this whole thing, I guess.
Okay. Well, there was a woman that I wrote about who was a big-time Christian and experienced one of these things that we call abductions. I don't really like that term. It was more like she had an experience. But she asked these people aboard the craft. She said, what about God? Are you people from God? Do you know about God? And I guess she kept bugging them because she said, finally, one of them said, look, our God is your God, okay? And if you'll stop and think about it, if there is a God of the universe and he created all the universe, then, he's our God and he's their God. It's just different folks, just like people on the other side of the earth, regardless of what their language is or how they look at things or what religion they want to follow. Their God is our God.
Sort of a universalist type of view, isn't it?
Yep.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, if he's the God of the universe, he's the God of the universe.
Right, right.
It's a very, very clear answer on that one. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say, well, we're God's chosen.
No, Charlotte, I am.
No, y'all are wrong. I am.
Yeah, right. God, Jim, you stole my line from me. Hey, Swampy, does that answer your question?
It makes me feel a little bit more confirmed than what I was thinking about. Charlotte, what's your impulse on that? I mean, what's your first thoughts on that, too?
Well, actually, that's a very good... I go with what the lady, the Christian lady who had an abduction experience, that she came away with the conviction that, God created, if there is a God, whatever we want to call it, obviously created the universe, created everything in it. That would include, other sentient life beings as well as our own lives and all the animals and everything, that's around us.
That's true. And by the way, Swampy, let me tout my new book, Above Top Secret. If you get that, you'll find a whole chapter in there on Is God an Alien?
Well, now, what is that now, Jim? Where can I get that book?
Any bookstore.
Okay, now what's it called?
Above Top Secret. If you go into our site, thesecrettruth.com, you can click off on it and get it there.
There you go.
Or you can go to jimmars.com also.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Okay, Swampy, thank you very much for your call. The way I see this, they really created a lot of dialectical interaction to keep us at fighting one another, don't you think, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the oldest strategy in the world.
Well, now,
conquer.
Yeah, what I tell my atheist friends is this. When we talk about the universe, I tell them that I don't have the power to create the universe, so I believe that something greater than myself did.
Certainly wasn't me.
It wasn't me. So,
and
I mean, I think that puts man in his proper place.
That's true. And, George, when you look at the balance consistency of the universe.
Yeah.
I find it almost impossible to believe that all that just happened.
Well, there's a natural law there. Now, we've got Larry from California. What's your question for Jim Mars? You're live on The Secret Truth.
How are you doing this evening?
Fine. How are you doing, Larry?
I have one of those yes or no questions, and I'll take the answer off the air, and that's, is there a secret space program?
I'm going to give you a very definite maybe.
A very definite maybe, okay.
I have looked
is
at
that okay, Larry?
Oh, I got
there
one.
There is evidence
I got one.
To support that, but hard proof is not exactly there. So,
well, when you've got Area 51 maybe. And all these other secret places that they keep a pretty tight lid on, there's all kinds of secret things going on we don't know
that's
about.
Right.
Well,
that's right.
Know,
but, if you'll read my book, Rise of the Fourth Reich, there's a whole section in there about NASA and the Nazi creation of NASA and how that the scientists in America and the scientists in Russia were in touch with each other, both at the low level and then through these international financiers and globalists. And I think there's every opportunity that there was a separate and secret space program. For example, during the 50s, 60s, while Russia was building these heavy lift rockets, we were building the payloads and the computerized guidance system. So you could see that, in, you know, all the way back, the way to keep a secret is keep everything compartmentalized.
Yeah, Larry, go and get the book, The Secret Team, also by L. Fletcher Prouty. He's dead now, but he's a fine lieutenant colonel that retired. That he put out some really good lessons in that book also. But we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Jim, thank you very much for being with us.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Secret Truth. This is George Butler along with
Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back, Jim Mars.
We've got another caller, Richard from Texas. What is your question for Jim Mars?
Oh, I had a question that's been bothering me for a long time. I can understand how they get all the politicians and most of the top physicians in the world and other world leaders to go along with this New World Order thing, but what really disturbs me is how do they get the Dalai Lama, the all the popes and the Jesse Jacksons and the Billy Grahams and all the world religious leaders to just go along in the face of all this mass murder and killing? How do they, are they just using fear? Are these people really not religious people who really fear God? Do they just really fear the powers that be? Is that how they keep them quiet? Because I feel like this whole conspiracy thing could be squashed if our world religious leaders stepped up and challenged, you know, the throne and all the rest of the, you know, the G8 and the G20 countries. And you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
How do they get these people to stay silent? Like, mainly the Muslim leaders, it seems like they are completely intimidated by, like, 9/11. It's put a permanent scar on their religion, I would think, because most people still think 9/11 was done by Muslims. Why aren't the Muslim leaders or Muslim leaders stepping up and speaking out, demanding?
Yeah, well, Jim, what do you think about that question?
I think that is an excellent, excellent question. And I think that's a question that we should be really dealing with and really looking into. But as far as a fast and superficial answer, I would say it's a combination of two or three things, okay? Number one, they use propaganda. They control the mass media in this country and, to a large extent, most of the mass media throughout the world. And so some of these leaders probably truly think that maybe the one more New World Order, maybe that is the way to peace and prosperity. There's a lot of members of the Trilateral Commission of the Council on Foreign Relations who are not sinister conspirators, okay? A lot of these are very educated, thoughtful people, but they've been sold a bill of goods that these internationalists, these globalists, as they call themselves, they have the secret for peace and prosperity. And yet, if you'll go back over the past 100 years or so, you'll find the same families, the same organizations have been running it when there was boom and bust in the late 1800s. They created the Fed. They were there for the collapse of Wall Street in 1929. They were there to create World War I, World War II, Vietnam. Their track record is not particularly good. So, number one, I think a lot of these world leaders have been sold a bill of goods. Number two, they are bribed. These people have all the money. They have the loot of Europe that the Nazis took after World War II. They control all the major banks, major multinational corporations. They have deep pockets, and they're able to even draw on tax money from the federal government of the United States. So with that kind of money, they can buy all sorts of goodwill, public relations, et cetera, et cetera. And then finally, they use intimidation. They either find some dirt on someone and threaten. Think how many preachers have been exposed for going to hookers or having affairs. Okay, if one of them has something like that in his background, then he's subject to blackmail. Either that or just, hey, you do go along with our program or we'll kill you. And if it turns out that the guy might be have enough courage to say, I'll fight you anyway, then they say, well, you better back off or we'll kill your whole family. And they will.
These people, Richard, are ruthless people, and that's the way that they deal at the top.
Right. Now, I understand everything you just said, but that suggests to me that our so-called religious leaders from, you name it, I don't even want to go through the list, Sharpton and whoever, are you telling me that they're basically foregoing their promise to get into heaven? And
Richard, one of my views is, yeah, let me put forward an idea here and just get Jim and Charlotte's feedback a little bit. I believe that we're all into a delusional mode by degree to some, you know what I mean, to some extent.
I agree.
And that we're not awake fully to what's really going on a lot of different levels. So we fall prey to some of this propaganda and this influence that it takes us in. It hustles us. You know, like somebody's hustling on the street, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're taken in by street hustles, but this is more on a higher level from institutions that we're hustled
and
by.
And let me add this. It's all in our individual perceptions. For example, let's say the caller, you and I and George are walking through the woods, and we see a little small greenish-looking guy run across our path, you know? And you might say, whoa, I just saw an alien. And George may say, no, I just saw a demon. And I'll say, oh, I just saw a leprechaun, okay? Now, our perceptions are different. The reality is real, and it's the same.
Right. Now, see, I'm right with you on that, too. But when there's poison in the food, the water, the medicine,
and
you find
people
out
go along with that.
Thing,
yeah. Okay, well, all I say is is that, to try to answer you, is let's take chemtrails. We all know
right.
they're spraying us. We all know we're getting sick. We all know it's causing a problem. And yet, the government officials, the corporate officials, they even deny that it's happening. And I'm sure some of them truly believe it's not happening.
And some of the people that you broach this with think that you're crazy if you bring it up sometimes, see? So
that's right.
Those people are still in a delusional mode of thinking that they're not awake yet, see?
And the higher you get, the more authority you have, the more money you have, the more you are willing to buy into the delusion.
But when you have all the statistics that show diabetes, heart attack, everything
exactly.
is going through the roof,
exactly,
it all leads to one source every time. It seems
exactly.
to me like it's no... You know, there's no contest about who's doing it all.
Hey, Richard,
so. You're right. There's no contest.
The way to look at this is, do you understand the word synergy?
Yes, sir.
Look at that word and look at it on a synergistic basis where you've got a lot of things that are negative that are feeding together, causing a worsening effect on us in many ways.
Right.
Not only psychological, they take us over with ideas. The ideas they put in our heads are like diseases. See what I mean? That we have bacteria, we have bad food, we have adulterated food, we have adulterated air, everything. But synergistically together, that's affecting us on a very deep level.
And one of the most insidious thoughts that they keep drumming into us is basically, when I hear this from so many people, well, I'm just one person. What can I do about it? Well, hey. You go back and look throughout history, and you find that history has never been written by mobs or committees. It's always one person. One person gets the ball rolling. One person stands up for truth and justice, and things change. So we do have the power within ourselves to change our reality.
Richard,
oh, I agree.
There was a man in Germany by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. This man stood up for the Christians over there and died, and they hung him right before we got to him over there. And one man can make a difference.
He was the man that was going to, he had an assassination plot against Hitler. He was hung in the
So this man,
what I would say is we need to take care of ourselves. You can filter your water. You can make the right food choices. You can put on HEPA filters in your home. There's so many proactive steps you can take for your health and wellness of yourself and the people that you love.
Move
That's
to the
what
country
I do.
And drill a well.
Oh, there is one. Oh, Richard, there is one little proviso that I'll put forward also. On one of our sites, greencity.com, we have the battle line between good and evil runs through the heart of every man, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So it's the battle within us that is the primary, paramount thing to try to overcome.
You know, that's exactly like the old Native American tale about the little boy asked the chief, you know, is there good and evil? He said, well, within each person there is a good wolf and a bad wolf.
Okay.
And they're always fighting. And the little boy says, well, which one wins? And the chief said, whichever one you feed the most.
Oh, I like that. Hey,
you like
Jim.
That?
Hey, this whole 2 hours was, my God, that's a beautiful idea and thought.
Hey, can I squeeze one more question?
Sure, Richard. Go ahead.
I've been listening to all you guys for quite a while now.
We love our loyal listeners. Go ahead.
I learned practically everything I'm learning from you guys.
I don't know much.
Hey, don't trust me.
A wealth of information.
Jim Martin knows a whole lot more than we do.
Oh, yeah, he's a genius to me. But, this 100 monkey syndrome, I think, will eventually destroy the New World Order one way or another. They'll probably kill a lot of us. But do you think that will eventually conquer the evil by just overexposure?
There's more of us than there are of them, and we're getting smarter every day. That's why over the last 8 years we've seen such a hardcore press to try to push this New World Order in on us, because more and more of us are saying no.
Jim, thank you very much for your interview this evening, and we certainly do appreciate everything you said and done here. And thank you for your call, Richard.
And thank you, guys,
okay.
And I'll see you down in Austin on the 20th.
We'll see you down there. Thank you very much, Jim. One little last note I want to make. Go to greencity.com. We've got a new video up that's got on Blackwater. And Jeremy Scahill is live from the Book Festival at Texas.